Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article a lot of Victorian agents have been asking about. It's called Vic, From Agent's Representative to a State Agent License.
And if you're working as an agent's representative in Victoria right now, building your experience, wondering what the path to running your own agency actually looks like, this one is directly for you.
Right. So let's set the scene. Victoria runs its real estate licensing on two clear levels. You start as an agent's representative. You can carry out real estate work, but always under the supervision of a licensed estate agent. That agent holds the legal responsibility for the agency and the trust account.
Which is where it makes sense to start. You're building your skills, you've got structure around you, you're not carrying the weight of a whole business from day one.
Exactly. It's the entry rung. But when you're ready to run your own agency, that's when you need the full estate agent license. And that's what this article walks through.
So what actually changes when you get that license, practically speaking?
Quite a lot. With a full estate agent license, you can operate or manage your own agency. You take on the legal responsibility for the business. You can hold a trust account, the account that holds your client's money. And you can supervise agents' representatives in your own right.
So you go from being supervised to doing the supervising.
That's the shift. And the article makes a point I think is worth sitting with. For a lot of people, it's as much a mindset change as anything else. You move from carrying out the work to being the person who answers for it. That's a different headspace entirely.
Yeah, you're not just doing the work anymore. You're responsible for the whole operation.
Exactly. Now, to get there, the qualification you need is the Diploma of Property. The course code is CPP51122. For Victoria, that's 12 units.
What does the diploma actually cover?
Agency management and trust accounting are the main areas. And that's intentional. You're going to be holding client money, and the diploma is built to prepare you for that before you're in the role, not after. The article is clear that it's why those subjects go into that depth.
So you're not learning the business side on the job once you've already got the license.
Right. And practically, Archer delivers the course online and self-paced, so you can keep working as an agent's representative while you study. You don't have to stop earning to do the qualification.
How long does it take?
The article puts it at around 6 to 12 months, depending on how fast you move through the units. So you can push through in a shorter window if you've got the time, or take it steadily around a full working schedule.
That's realistic. Some people can really focus on it. Others are juggling open homes and clients at the same time.
Exactly. Now, one thing the article is very clear about, the qualification and the license are two separate steps. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognized diploma. Consumer Affairs Victoria issues the estate agent license. Two different bodies, two different processes.
So you complete the diploma through Archer, then go to Consumer Affairs Victoria to apply for the actual license.
That's it. And the article says to confirm the current requirements with Consumer Affairs Victoria before you apply, because requirements can change, and you want the full picture before you submit anything.
Good advice. Don't assume, always check.
Especially with something like a license.
So, who is this move actually right for? How do you know if it's time?
The article lays it out clearly. You want to operate or manage your own agency. You're ready to take on the legal responsibility of running a real estate business. You want to hold a trust account and supervise other staff in your own right. And you're ready to stop working under another licensed agent. If those things feel true, this is the move.
And the article describes it as the move that takes many Victorian professionals from employee to owner. That's a meaningful shift.
It is. For a lot of people, this is the upgrade that changes not just what they do, but how they relate to the industry.
All right. So what should someone do if they're ready to take this step?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to talk through exactly what you need, Archer's Australian-based team is there for you. Give them a call on 1-800-069-273. Archer offers nationally recognized, online, and self-paced training with real support behind it.
Real people, real support, not just a portal.
Thanks for listening.